You're listening to SBS News.
Rashmi Ravindran is a filmmaker from India. The 32-year-old moved to Australia 18 months ago and has just released a short film based on real stories titled First Impressions. It traces the journey of three South Asian migrants who managed to create their own artistic platform for their language and culture despite their struggles. But it was her own experience trying to find work in the arts sector which led her to tell their stories.
You know, there is a problem with representation that all diverse artists face in Australia. But when you're a new migrant, there is a problem because you don't have kind of family support. You don't have any of the basic amenities that can, you know, any struggling artist needs to just get by. And so often these people had put their dreams on the back burner. And now over the course of a decade of persistently working, they have created a niche for themselves and they have, you know, made a mark for themselves in the Australian literary and cultural sphere.
Ms. Ravindran says she began this project as an autobiographical enterprise, but it opened a door for a wider conversation.
When I came here, I kind of struggled for the first few months that I was in Australia. You know, you don't know anybody, and without the networks, it's kind of difficult to get your foot in through the door. So I thought it'd be a good idea to kind of trace the journey of other artists who came here before me and how did they kind of make a space for themselves. And that's why I focused on Ruana Gonzalez, who's a writer. She recently has won the Multicultural NSW Award, Literary Award. And there's Jeeva Parthipan, who's been a world-renowned performance artist. He's performed all over the world. And Neil Banerjee, who's a theatre enthusiast. Two of them came here to study.
Through her film, Ms. Ravindran hopes to create a conversation in Australia about geographic diversity on screen. Like Ms. Ravindran, filmmaker Gary Paramanathan also created a short film. The 34-year-old moved to Australia from Sri Lanka when he was 11 years old, and his film is called Mastering the Rhythm. It follows Western Sydney-based dancer Simarthy Narpool, whose struggle eventually led her to create her own dance studio.
I wanted to make a film about her place in Australian arts world and society in general, and how her art is perceived, whether, you know, the kind of art that she does is classical Indian, so it's almost like the ballet or the opera of the South Asian Indian world. But unlike the ballet and the opera, it doesn't have the kind of following or the weight that opera and ballet have. So I wanted to essentially show her work and talk to her and how she felt about being an artist in Australia and where she thinks she belongs in the art world. So.
The film shows Simarthy Narpool telling her story.
When I came to Australia, I was very scared to go out of my house because I was like, if I go out of my house, how would I communicate with others?
Ms. Ravindran and Mr. Paramanathan were awarded grants to create these films by Diversity Arts Australia, an organisation that advocates for an arts sector that reflects the true social and cultural diversity of Australia. Both filmmakers hope to turn their short films into documentary-length pieces. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.